Hey, Dave Clemens here along with Dan Denning, the water conservation manager for the city of Bend. He's here with his WaterWise tip of the week. This week, we're talking about code violations. Let's just start there. What's a code violation?
So a water code violation is, a violation of our terms of use for the water service that we have a contract with our customers, right? Okay. So when you sign up for service with the city of Bend, we have a terms of use you sign and essentially agreeing to these rules that, hey, you know, we're going to use water efficiently. We're going to do our part to follow Bend's rules as far as maintaining a balance of demands within the system. And that's where all our 9-to-5 and our even odd day rules come from, and no water in the street. And it's the same.
Is that the most common code to be quote unquote broken? Is the water in the street or watering on the wrong day?
Yeah.
Or is there something more common?
So I would say the even odd days one is kind of tough for folks. And partly because maybe folks just aren't aware of the code.
Well, I was going to say, how do you know about it? Because I don't remember anyone telling me when I signed up for my water.
Exactly, right? And no one reads code for fun. So that's why we try to take opportunities like this, talking to you, to get the word out to folks. We try to, put that on our outreach materials as best we can. Partly what we're talking about today is like these code violations can be educational opportunities, right? So right now we're balancing, the need to possibly still irrigate through the month of October to maintain, soil moisture and maintain our landscapes. But we're also seeing those really cold mornings and evenings. And this is where that's the dangerous kind of combination or recipe for, icing up streets and sidewalks. And this is where you've heard us talk about like the public safety aspect of this, right? Because a lot of people, walk to school or walk to work or drive their cars through these intersections that tend to ice up and create hazards. And so we take a different lens of not just water waste, but like protecting the public through our efforts.
Sure. If you've got water all over the sidewalk on a cold morning, you go from walking to school to sliding down the sewer drain.
That's right.
Right?
No kidding, Dave. One day I was on my way to work down Empire, and I watched this guy basically, he ran across the intersection through the crosswalk and then reached the sidewalk that was all iced up, and he shuffled like you do across an ice rink
right.
down the sidewalk. And I was like, oh, this is not good. So that was on my list then to go reach out to those folks. But we wanted to walk people through the process because it is a regulatory process, right? You will get a notice from us, right? If this is reported by the public or we see it happening, we're doing our due diligence to keep an eye out for it this time of year. So it's important for folks to know what to do next, right? And, first off, don't ignore the notice, right? It's just a heads up. We always lead with a notification. We don't lead with a fine or anything like that. Because again, we're trying to make people aware, and not everyone knows what the code is. So we lead with that notice. And if you're not sure what the problem is that you got the notice about, call us. We're happy to explain
exactly what's going on.
And if we can't from the report, we'll even meet you on site to help figure out what the issue is or what's causing that.
Sure.
And most of the time, it's just a simple adjustment or a scheduling change. Sometimes it's a repair that can be a little more in depth, but we can help you walk you through that, right? Or what needs to be done. So there is a formal process to this that has inspections. So the notification's the first piece. We like to communicate with folks in between the notification and an inspection just to make sure things are progressing because there are timelines associated with this. And let's say no progress was made at a certain point, there would be a fine administered.
Sure.
Like I said before, we're always going to pursue the option of working with our customers to identify the fix. But that is a last result if we don't hear anything.
Is there a place where people can go to find all the codes that you do have?
Absolutely. If you go to our website at waterwisetips.org, you'll see the Water Waste Prevention Program. And if you click on that, we've got all the code in plain English and easy to read right there for you. And there's also a link if you need to report water waste that you see somewhere so that we can follow up on it. There's a link on that website as well.
Right. If you know the code, you'll stay out of trouble, be a little safer. probably save some money.
Absolutely.
Okay. Dan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.